Wolfner News, Fall 2022. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. Message from Wolfner Director Robin Westfall. If you are like me, one of the things you love about living in the Midwest is the transition from season to season. In Missouri, those transitions can be pretty dramatic. Fall will already be in full force as you are reading this, and it will not be long before we are wearing stocking caps and longing for hot cocoa. We have another season that's very important to the Wolfner team, outreach season. Our staff has almost completed another very successful outreach season, where members of the team, led by Public Services Director Lori Brown, attended or presented at conferences, senior fairs, and even Senior Appreciation Day at the Missouri State Fair. While in reality, outreach occurs year-round, the majority of opportunities occur during the spring, summer, and fall. In-person outreach has been on hiatus for 2 years, so this season's opportunities have been well-attended and impactful. Later in this newsletter, you will read about Wilma Chestnut and how a recent outreach opportunity brought this inspirational patron and author together with the narrator that read her biography in our studio. Outreach for Wolfner is critical because it provides staff with one of the few opportunities to meet library patrons in person. It also gives staff face-to-face time with potential partners like Rehabilitation Services for the Blind, RSB, and Missouri Council of the Blind, MCB. This year, our efforts have been focused on reaching the underserved. Our staff has had opportunities to talk with school librarians, staff of long-term care facilities, and social workers. Our goal with outreach is to reach as many potential new patrons as possible while educating medical professions and other agencies that can pass along applications and even certify potential new library patrons. Some of you may be Wolfner patrons because an outreach event in the past reached you or someone in your support circle. Your Wolfner team is so much more than the reader advisors you speak with, the circulation staff that gets materials delivered to you, and the talented volunteers and production team that create some of your favorite materials. They also strive to get out and connect with you and those that can help promote this wonderful service. I know many of you do unofficial outreach for us by telling your friends and colleagues about Wolfner. For that, I say, thank you for being part of our outreach team. Braille on Demand. The National Library Service is now offering Braille on Demand. This project allows active Wolfner patrons to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month, which they can keep for personal use. The Braille titles will be limited to books currently available on BARD, the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. The form to request a Braille on-demand book can be found at https://www.survemonkey.com/r/NLSBRAILLEONDEMAND. Patrons may complete the form themselves or call Wolfner, where a reader advisor will be glad to complete the form for our patrons. 800-392-2614. Upcoming book club titles. Stay cozy this fall and join a book club from the comfort of your own home with Wolfner Book Club. Read any of the following and dial in for discussion, or use Zoom from a smart device. October, October 6th at 2 p.m. The Lock by Steve Alton. DB081330. Marine biologist Zachary Wallace once suffered a near-drowning experience in Loch Ness. With the memory haunting him, he and his father, who is on trial for murder, face the true legend of Loch Ness. 2005. October 13th at 2 p.m. Phineas Gage by John Fleischman. DB054774. This book tells the story of the infamous railroad construction worker who survived a hole in the head and became the subject of intense brain study. 2022. October 20th at 2 p.m. Andromeda Strain by Michael Crichton. DB037973. This book documents the efforts of a team of scientists investigating the outbreak of a deadly extraterrestrial microorganism in New Mexico, 1969. October 27th at 2 p.m. Broadcast Hysteria, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds and the Art of Fake News by A. Brad Schwartz. DB082063. This book boldly retells the story of Welles' famed radio play and its impact. Did it really spawn a wave of mass hysteria, as the New York Times reported? 2015. November. November 3rd at 2 p.m. The Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Boulie. DB102762. A groundbreaking young adult thriller about a Native American teen who must root out the corruption in her community. 2021. November 10th at 2 p.m., Sisters in Arms by Kaya Alderson. DB104718. A historical fiction novel reveals the untold true story of the 6888. The only all-black battalion of the Women's Army Corps, who made the dangerous voyage to Europe to ensure that American servicemen received word from their loved ones during World War II. 2021. November 17th at 2 p.m. Amish Fairy Tales by Sarah Price. DB099328. A retelling of classic fairy tales set in Amish communities includes Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, and Snow White. 2018. December. December 8th at 2 p.m. Channel Kindness by various authors. DB100867. Channel Kindness is a collection of 51 stories of kindness, bravery, and resilience from young people all over the world. 2020. December 15th at 2 p.m., A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. DB071821. Old miser Ebenezer Scrooge learns the true meaning of Christmas when three ghostly visitors review his past and foretell his future. 1843. To join any meeting from a computer, go to https://zoom.us/j/96471504467. Or, to join by phone, dial 312-626-6799 and enter the following meeting ID when prompted. 964-7150-4467. Or use the following link from a mobile device. +131 262 6679 964 7150 4467 #US 2023 Adult Winter Reading Program announced. We want to invite you to beat the blues this coming winter by joining us for a round of library bingo. Everyone participating will be given a card with different ideas for choosing books. Pick one idea from each column so that you have a B, I, N, G, and O. No straight lines or patterns needed. This isn't regular bingo. Next, pick out a book to match each of the five choices on your bingo card. If you need help, a reader advisor can help you find whatever you are looking for. We'll send out the five books you've chosen, so get ready to read. As always, anyone who wants to read above and beyond the five-book minimum is encouraged to do so. The Winter Reading Challenge will run January 1st through February 28th, 2023, and all books must be logged by March 10th to count for the grand prize drawing. Please plan ahead and start making your book requests in December, as the holiday rush is always a challenging time for the U.S. Postal Service. Contact the Wolfner Library for a large print or braille copy of the bingo card if you are interested in participating. Cards will be made available beginning October 1st. New from the Wolfner Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. New adult books. Christmas at Promise Lodge by Charlotte Hubbard, DBC 19415. Narrated by Carolyn Patterson. After an accident threatens to change his life forever, preacher Amos Troyer, wondering if the Lord has sent him a message, must call upon faith, hope, and charity to find the right path. Reading time, 9 hours, 11 minutes. The First Beverly Hillbilly, The Untold Story of the Creator of Rural TV Comedy, by Ruth Henning, DBC 19447. Narrated by Ann Kovar. Ruth Henning shares the story of her husband Paul's rise from a scriptwriter on some of Kansas City's earliest radio shows to the genius behind America's beloved rural TV sitcoms such as The Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, and Green Acres. Reading time, 9 hours, 12 minutes. Mo Cain de Mole City, A Manchu Vietnam Memoir. Bravo Company, November 1968 to November 1969. By Stanley J. Adams. DBC 19488. Narrated by John Wegman. A veteran's straightforward and honest memoir recounting his journey from a rural Midwestern town to the jungles of Vietnam. Reading time, 9 hours, 2 minutes. News coverage about the audiobook's production may be found at https://fultonpressreader.com/article/2815093 3-4-4-8-0-9-5-9-5, question mark, FBCLID, equal sign, IWAR1LNIV, space, GZ5GYMJMKR55GH1DVNRM0NZ5SXO HV8ZQN H5RC SMQS. New Young Adult Books. Jude by Kate Morgenroth, DBC 16450. Narrated by Keith Krueger. After 15-year-old Jude watches his drug dealer father get gunned down, he's taken from his dangerous neighborhood to elite surroundings. But to save his own life, he can't tell the police what he knows. Reading time, 9 hours, 52 minutes. Brendan Buckley's Sixth Grade Experiment by Sundy T. Fraser, DBC 19443. Narrated by Atticus Barnes. Brendan makes a new friend, a girl, at a geology club meeting, but he's not so sure he can be friends with her at school without his guy friends giving him grief. Reading time, 6 hours, 57 minutes. New Juvenile Books. Not So Lucky Lefty by Megan McDonald, DBC 06404. Narrated by Leslie LePage. Mighty righty Judy Moody is feeling left out on Left-Handers Day, which includes a trip to the pretzel factory. Judy is allowed to come along on one condition. She has to be left-handed the whole entire day. Reading time, 20 minutes. Five Little Monkeys Wash the Car by Eileen Cristolo, DBC 24322. Narrated by Maggie Barnes. Five little monkeys wash the family car before trying to sell it, but that is only the beginning of their adventures with the old heap. Reading time, 5 minutes. The Power of the Human Spirit. As a teenager in St. Louis, Wilma Chestnut was violently blinded by three robbers whose intention was to keep her from identifying them. Now an accomplished author and inspirational speaker, Wilma is a true testament to the power of the human spirit. At the Missouri State Fair, Wilma met with Wolfner's Director of Production and Special Projects, Randy Wright, who informed her that the biography, The Wilma Chestnut Story by Carl Evans, can now be downloaded as a Bard audiobook. DBC 19497. After Wilma was photographed at the fair with a hard copy of her book, she was able to meet by telephone Wolfner volunteer Demaya Day, who narrated the audiobook. Needless to say, the conversation was heartfelt, filled with emotions, and led to a powerful face-to-face meeting at the recent Missouri Institute on Minority Aging conference. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. October 10th, Columbus Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 24th, Thanksgiving Day. December 26th, Christmas Day Observed. January 2nd, New Year's Day Observed. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Mail to Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102. Wolfner Staff Listing. Director, Robin Westfall, State Librarian. Circulation Team, Veranda Winters, Director of Circulation. Stacy Jill Butler, Circulation Tech 4. Tim Emmel, Circulation Tech 2. Emma Deisley, Circulation. Cheryl Schreiman, Circulation. Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Public Services Team. Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. Kitty Engler, Reader Advisor. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Lisa Kincaid, Youth Specialist Librarian. Adult Services Librarian, vacant. Production Team. Randy Wright, Director of Production and Special Projects. Chris Cowan, Tech 3. Brandon Lammers, Tech 4. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number. 800-392-2614. Jefferson City Area Local Phone Number 573-751-8720. Fax Number 573-751-3612. Email Address wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://WOLFPAC.SOS.mo.gov/. WOLFPAC.SOS.mo.gov/MO1AOPAC/. End of Wolfner News, Fall 2022. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.